And I think the most challenging part was, how am I going to build a business while going through this heartbreak?
Yeah.
And I think women probably...
Women go through that now.
They'd be like, I can't even think about making money. I can't think about building the business because my heart is broken. That's so good. You know
what I mean? And then it's like you got to choose which one to put to the back burner.
Yeah. How much
you making a living or your heart being, you know.
Yeah.
What's up, fam bam? Welcome back to Crafty Conversations with Cassandra. We have a special guest today. Her name is Jasmine, and she's going to tell us who she are and where she's from and how to hear. Hey, Jasmine, how are you doing?
Oh, thanks for having us.
You are so welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So I'd like to let her about yourself. Thank you.
So my name is Jasmine. People know me as the Atlanta Hair Doctor. I'm a mom. I've been through a divorce. I moved to Atlanta about 4 years ago. And then 3 months later, went to a divorce child. That's a whole nother story.
After you moved?
After we moved.
Brace yourself.
And so then I've been able to, from sleeping on the floor with my children and going through that divorce and the pandemic, I've been able to build an 8-figure product line. I've helped so many women create their own products line, work less, make more. I have been able to just fully retire. Like, honestly, like, I literally do what I want to do when I want. And I also, and so I help other women, you know, like buy back their time. So my goal now is just to continue to help women who are suffering with scalp and hair issues all over the world. So yeah, that's just a little bit about.
And you have a hair product line that has made you 8 figures.
Yes.
When did you start this product line?
So I started it when I was going through my divorce. I was in my apartment. I was mixing. I was formulating. I was like, okay. We don't need some turmeric.
Where you manufacturing this? Like you
this is your actual, yes. This is my actual whole, yeah. Everything is, yeah. So we have a chemist obviously doing it now, but I didn't start off like that.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, you started this business while you was going through a divorce. You was in your apartment.
And I was like, something got to happen because I was so overworked and burned out from, I used to do hair 15, 17 hours behind a chair, girl, child. Just exhausted.
Yeah.
So I was like, something got it. And then I remember my daughter coming to me. She was like, Mom, like, I feel like you treat your business more important than like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And so we've created this amazing product line that has retired my mother. I employ my family. It's just a big deal. The girls love this product line. Women are getting results.
Amazing.
And then I've helped other women. So I think that's the part.
It is. Okay. So wait, what did this product do to your hair? It grows in it.
So it's not necessarily about just the hair, right? It's more about your scalp. So your hair is like a plant. Your hair is going to grow.
Okay.
Most women are suffering in silence with psoriasis, dermatitis, and folliculitis. And so they don't even know that. They need to detox their follicles, and that's what our products do.
Wow. How did you even know this? Like, what made you just say, I'm going to make a product that's going to detox proper? Like, how did you even know
this? Well, I was suffering in silence with severe CCCA alopecia and traction alopecia. So nothing was like, the doctor was like, your follicles are dead. And so I was just like wearing my hair literally bald.
And your hair looked good.
I was like, I can never wear braids again. That was my favorite style. But I was literally like uneducated about hair. That was the truth. Getting relaxers, then getting braids. So it's, yeah.
Right. So you always been an entrepreneur? Like, what was you doing before you started in film?
Well, when I was married, I was working at Kohl's Corporate. They fired me and then I went to beauty school. That was before I moved to Atlanta though.
So you went to beauty school, you started doing hair behind a chair, and then while you were going through your divorce, you was like, you know what, I'm tired of getting up, going behind a chair, I'm going to just come up with my own hairline.
I was working behind a chair.
Okay.
I was creating content. And so while working behind a chair, I'm coming home, I'm like, I got to do 3 to 5 posts a day. So I'm barely never really seeing my children. I'm just all locked in with business.
So you created, that was my next question, like, how did people start even ordering this? Like, how did you get your product out there? Besides you doing hair, so of course, I'm sure like the customers that you had doing their hair, they were able to buy the product. But how did you get it out there for the world to buy it?
Well, I believe I did something at the right time. Okay. I always believe in that. Like, you got to do the right thing at the right time. And I felt like it was a pandemic. People were home. So people were like, you know, what I'm going to do with my hair? You know, everything was closed down. And so I think just separating our product, not just saying, oh, this is for your hair, but this is for your scalp. It's like a scalp food, right? Like your plant. The soil needs certain things in order for the plant to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
So women started looking at that. They started researching it. They started seeing other people get results, and they just fell in love with the product.
So would you say your content is what got it out there, or was you running ads?
Well, wait a minute, baby.
Before I could afford that, okay.
I was not running any ads. Everything was, like, super organic. When I made my first million and I helped other people I ended up getting a ClickFunnels award for helping other entrepreneurs.
What?
In 6 months, I made $1 million from teaching other people without exchanging my time. But with this product line, before, now I'm running ads and things, of course, but before, I just couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford anything. So I just used what I had, which was my iPhone and social media.
Wow. And you said you was posting 3 to 5 times a day.
Girl, I was on it, baby. I was so overworked and burned out.
What? I want to say, like, what is your advice for people that's like, I don't want to post every day. I'm going to get burned out. You got burned out, but you still showed up.
Well, I think the reality is that, and what I noticed with a lot of my sisters, because 96% of the women who follow me, people who follow me are women.
Right.
They just lack the confidence to even believe. So they don't even show up. That's so posting 3 to 5 times a day. They're like, well, what do I do? What do I? But they really kind of lack the confidence.
Yeah.
So that's what I help women do. Like, no, like become confident. And I really share my story, telling them like, I was going through this. I didn't know how to speak. I didn't know how to, and I was still showing up. Mm-hmm. So people would be like, you pronounced that wrong. You spelled that wrong. I'm like, I am not. I'm a cosmetologist, you know? I ain't got no masters in reading or nothing. Like,
no. Oh my gosh.
You know, it's been a journey. It has been a journey. Yeah.
You remind me of me. Like, yes, your entire story. Just coming from nothing and then doing something you love that you're passionate about and then teaching it.
Yeah.
And then making, you know, a great living behind it. Like,
yeah.
What do you say for people that say, I don't want to teach what I do? I just want to keep selling to them. And I tell people all the time, like, you can't keep feeding people the fish. They want to learn how to fish themselves.
100%.
So what made you say, I'm going to start teaching this thing?
Well, I think, too, I started studying my Bible. I understood that teaching is biblical, right? Give and it shall be given to you. And I believe that once people realize how biblical it is that you should be teaching. What if Betty Crocker would have never shared her recipe? That $1 box of cake that we all buy. Because I didn't live
for sure.
I wish she would have been like, I sure am not that hungry.
Yeah.
One cup of water. And you know, sweet.
You know,
I would have did that.
Yeah. Like,
people, first of all, a lot of people wouldn't know how to bake.
Like, right.
And another thing, it wouldn't have been obviously as lucrative. I'm sure she's made millions and millions of dollars.
With just she thought of sharing that information. Yeah.
So I look at it as like, it's really biblical. And that's why I try to stay like, where's the biblical? Like, what did God say? Like, what should I be doing?
Different.
So it's the same thing with my ex-husband. You know, we were going through our divorce. Even with that, I had to realize I still got to pray for this man, even though we don't like him.
Deep line. Yes.
Oh,
so, you know, everything I try to go back to like, okay, God, Jesus, Jesus.
And so when I read my book of in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was eating with the tax payers and the sinners, I'm like, God, to not pray for this man that I didn't like at the time, right? Because, you know, when you're going through something, it just be challenging. But that's just so much more of that.
Do you mind if we touch on that?
Yeah.
The whole, how important is relationships first to you?
So I believe that relationships are really important. I believe that sometimes certain relationships just won't work, whether it's a business or a romantic relationship. So although they are important, you still got to know, well, okay, this is up. The time is up for this.
Yeah.
Even in business.
Yeah.
Right? And so when I was married, that was so important to me. But I also have to be honest, I didn't know who I was and whose I was. So how do I really know what's important if I don't really know me?
Mm.
And so part of me needing to divorce that was me getting to know who I was and whose I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is good. So what you said, you moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 years, you said it?
3 months, we divorced.
But you said it was 4 years before you moved to Atlanta or...
Yeah, so no, I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then in 2019, we moved to Atlanta. And then 3 months later, like 3 to 4 months later, we end up going through a divorce.
What was you in? You said you was in Wisconsin for 4 years?
No, I've been in Atlanta for like 5.
Oh, you've been in Atlanta for, okay, that's why I'm like, I remember something about that. Okay, so you was in Atlanta for 5 years, but 3 months after moving here, you got a divorce.
Yeah, we went through a divorce.
How was that for you?
I think it was hard because I didn't know who I was and whose I was. And I think that's why people should take time to really learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had an addiction of wanting to be around somebody, even if it was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be with somebody, even if it's unhealthy. And so I had to kind of separate from that. And then with the pandemic happening, it was like, dang, I'm really separated because now I ain't got like, you know, I couldn't do the things that I normally would try to do.
Yeah.
I was literally like having to figure out who am I and what is it that I genuinely desire.
How was that separation for the kids?
I think it was hard for my son. I think my daughter, like, she was like, my time, you know, because I think she understood, like, it was toxic. It was the arguing. It was the yelling. It was the,
it was just toxic. And I believe that sometimes we stay in relationships way too long.
Oh.
And we end up blocking our own blessings by being. So even though relationships are important, is this relationship blocking my blessing?
Yeah.
And so I know that if I would have still been married, I definitely wouldn't have an eight-figure product. Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So would you say, like, after that happened, it's when you started to...
100%. 100%. Really getting connected with God. Really, like, okay, where am I and what am I doing right now? Like, it had to happen that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say with the... I know you kind of say, like, you didn't want to be alone. Where would you say that stemmed from? Because I'm sure, like, a lot of women, like... days, that's not what they want. So,
girl, it stands from your trauma, okay? If I can be very honest with not having that dad around, feeling neglected as a child, it literally starts from there. I'm really big on that because, you know how some girls be like, I'm just introverted, I'm shy.
No.
Like, no, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your mama tell you to shut up too much? You know what I mean? Like, what happened that muted you?
Yeah.
And so when I find that, now I can go and heal that. So I think when I'm looking at my life, I'm like, dang, like I stayed in this marriage for almost 10 years, even though I knew at year two, it was time to go.
What?
I didn't have the confidence to leave, nor did I have the money. That's another
best with my young
people stay in relationships because they can't afford. You know how many women be like, can't afford to leave this man.
Yeah.
He pays everything. He does everything.
Yeah.
And so as women, it's like, that's good. But we got to also think about, let me at least, even if it's something that online or something that you're doing, you know, it don't have to be none where you got to be away from the kids if you're a stay-at-home mom. But then maybe you can teach, you know, I don't know, create some type of ebook or show your recipes that you cook with the kids at home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that just brings you, and it also makes a woman feel better.
Yeah.
Bring it in your own.
Yeah, all income, yeah.
Yeah.
So how was, like, that healing process for you, like, going through it, you know, the divorce, and then you say the kids was kind of taking the hard way, your son was. Mm-hmm. But how was the healing process overall, and where are you at now when it comes to that divorce?
Yeah, that, girl, I'm going to be honest. It was so hard. Like, I'd be like, oh, my God, how did I make it through? That divorce was so hard. And I think, like, meeting him at the police station with our kids, him having a restraining order on me, it was so, like, so bad, so toxic. Me steady yelling at him, calling him, why you ain't doing this? Him calling me, saying it was really hard. It was challenging.
So would you say you had to get therapy, you had to pray through it, like, during the whole challenging time, like, what made you be like, okay, I'm at the point where I can do this now? Like,
I think I went through a season where I would never forget, I was fighting for custody of my children with him. And I had said, I prayed to God, I said, God, I've given him the home, I've given him everything. But if I ever go through a season of not having my children, like, I'm not going to want to be here.
Yeah.
At this point, like, just take me out. And so God put me through that season. And I will never forget having all these thoughts of, like, just, I can't do this anymore. Like, trying to do the business, fighting for custody of my children. And I had to really pray. I did therapy. But I remember crying on my bed in my apartment. And I'm like, God, you're going to have to show me why is this happening. And I think sometimes we go through things. We like, I just don't know. It's like, no, why is this happening?
Yeah, it's the lesson behind it.
And so God revealed to me, like, you have been the best mom and the best wife that you know how, but you have never took time to get to know yourself. So I spent that summer getting to know myself. I bought skates on Amazon, girl. I was like, oh, you stay? And so I spent the time getting to know myself.
Yeah.
Honest, this is so good because if I wouldn't have went through that fighting for custody of my children, all of the stuff that I had to experience, I wouldn't have been able to really build a business to eight figures.
Mm-hmm.
So you think what you're going through is like, oh, well, I'm going through this, I gotta stop. God is like, no, I need you to get through that. So you not having your kids, now you can really focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you have your babies, you got them, you steady.
Oh, whatever, which way.
I know what I like to eat. I'm like, I'm just gonna eat that chicken. Drink that stuff. What do you like? I've been doing all this for years. You know, I know what the client's like.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Mm.
And so I had to learn that. And so the 3 months, and that is what gave me my smile. That gave me my, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
My God is like, no, this is your season for you.
So when you had that season for you, did you feel like now you was able to show up better for your kids now?
100%.
Or even have the attitude and the mentality to show up better for your ex-husband. Like, now I can treat you different because I've had that space.
Yeah, I needed that. Actually, I needed that. So, you know, who would have thought they needed their kids to be away? But Lord, I was like, only God knew.
to look like
break,
right?
Yeah. So
y'all know.
And I became closer to God. I ended up doing therapy. And a guy revealed a lot to me about what I needed to do and how I needed to handle my ex-husband. Mm. It was challenging for us. Like, I'd be looking like, if we got us together, anybody that's going through a divorce can get it together. Like, I know it could be hard. I know it could be messy, but you can get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was, like, impossible. I was like, I don't like this dude.
But I don't like this girl.
Hey, and look at, where are y'all at now, like, when it comes to...
Girl, I can't believe how God has just shown. Like, honestly, me and my ex-husband now, we talk, we send each other scriptures. It might be something going on with the kids. He like, hey, you know, you want to come? Like, it's just, it's like, I felt like when I went through my divorce, I lost my friend.
Mm.
And I think that was the most challenging part because we had everything together.
Like,
dang, I can't even got nobody to do this with. So I feel like I lost my friend in it too. So now we are like, we're really, really good. Like, actually, I can say like we're friends.
Yeah.
Like, we look out for one another. Like, he lived right over there by me. So we take
right out there close for each other. And y'all are able to still, like, I love that.
And we just treat each other with respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are y'all at, like, with the co-parenting? Because if y'all stay by each other, I'm sure the kids
we do one week off. Well, he ain't that close. We, like, 10 minutes away.
Okay.
We do one week off, girl. It's just, I feel like only God could have done what we got now. Mm. Even a co-parenter. Here.
Wow, that is amazing. Oh, look, applause to you. There's a lot of women is not like mature enough to say, this is what I'm going to do to better myself, to better my family, you know, my kids, even if I have to be nice to my husband for the kids. Like, I got to get this done. So I'm playing.
It's really about the kids, though.
It is. At the end of the day, it is. Yeah. So tell me about some wins you've had.
I just left Six-Figure Spa Chick. She invited me to this award ceremony.
Uh-huh.
So I just left that. I have been getting so many different opportunities. Even with the opportunities, though, I'm like, okay, God, is this what you want me to do?
Yeah.
And so one of my biggest wins was actually speaking at the Women's Evolve. That was
such a great experience. Sold out. Ooh.
A good time. That was like my biggest win.
What?
I don't ever think, but I was praying. I'm like, God, you know, I ain't spoke in front of 400 women. What do you want me in front of 40,000? That was
I wasn't nervous,
but it was a great experience.
Really? Like, where did that connection come from? Like, was you just, like, did somebody just reach out to you and say, well, we want you to speak up?
That's exactly how it happened. The Woman's Evolve, the page, so I don't know if that was like Sarah Jakes or her team, they reached out to me and they were like, hey, can you check your email? We're trying to get in contact with you. We want you to speak at the Woman's Evolve. I'm like,
what?
Oh,
did you think you were about that Joe? Like, girl, I saw that
Sarah Jakes. What the album me to talk about? it was just that.
What did they want you to talk about?
Well, they were like, this panel is about the body and we see what you do. So, you know, it's every
other kind of thing.
I believe that it was like, divine. I don't know how they found me, because she don't follow me, they don't follow me. But that's what I always say, if people are not following you, they see you, they're watching. Yeah, because they don't follow me. I don't know anybody, like, I'm not connected, you know. Some people are like, well, I know, like, I don't know.
Right, you just showing up as your authentic self. And
if you know, my bonnet, my spinning,
no, you don't know.
Yeah, I'll be just going,
you know, I like it already.
Yeah,
I'm already trying to get up and get made up. It's like, oh, what?
Oh, y'all. The only reason why I got my face all hoodie now, child, it's because I went to there and then I was like, okay, I got to do this. But normally, no.
No, so you wake up with your robe and your bunny. You be your authentic self.
That's just how I do it.
How important is it to be your authentic self in this world today? Because everybody want to be like something they're not, or they see something on Instagram, I want to be like her, be like that. You waking up in a robe and a body, and you got a grease foot community rocking with you.
I think I always try to tell my sisters, like, the way that you build your business is so important. Yeah. So if I build my business, I'm always beat and I'm always like done up.
That's true.
I have to
have the hard way and up. Yeah.
And so for me, what has worked is just like my regular lifestyle, like, not really, you know, like, oh, I gotta go and do this, I gotta look like this. I'm like, I got on my Walmart robe today. Like, what are we talking about?
Period.
I think that women can respect just authentics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I heard you say, like, because I say this all the time, because I didn't graduate school. I dropped out of 12th grade.
Girl,
by the way I talk, it got a country slang. Something like how it's ratchet. But like my community love it. And I heard you say, like, I don't try to talk like I'm this, like how
I don't know how to pronounce it. What?
So just being yourself attracted your tribe. Like, let's talk about your tribe, your community. Like, how big is your community now?
We have like 30,000 members.
Yeah. In your community.
Yeah. Yeah.
That found you through social media.
Social media. I leverage social media.
Ooh.
Put them in my funnel. Because if social media break down, Instagram go down. What else do you have to count?
Emails.
If you collect. Yes. Yes. If you're collecting emails. But most people are not even collecting emails. Like, you got viral content and you ain't collected an email.
Not nothing.
What are you doing?
What?
Mm-hmm.
So how, I want to talk about that because I just love content. Like, everything that's been happening for you look like it's been around
it
content.
It is literally around content.
What?
Content has been currency for me, yes.
So do you still post 3 to 5 times a day?
Girl, no.
I give it one good thought.
I do post at least once a day, regardless of how I'm feeling or what I'm going through. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then do you show up and go live a lot, or is that like one time a week?
I go live like often. Like I went live today. Just whenever I feel led, I just pop up. I don't schedule. I've never been a person who's like, oh, you had to schedule your live, because it just feels like work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want my life to flow.
Yeah.
And so if I leave here and I'm like, oh, I feel led, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
But that's just how it normally works. So it's not like, oh, have to do this 2 times a week. No.
So being that you sell products, because this is how I feel about content, and you can just let me know if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
I feel like if you have a business that sells products or services, mm-hmm. but you're only showing content around that, that's not letting the people get to know you, like relate to you. But if you show like the personal side a little bit, not a lot, that's like, oh, wait, I didn't know she has kids. I didn't know she interact with her children like that. Like, I want to see what kind of business she has. Do you feel like when it comes to your content, it need to be a mixture of lifestyle or, you know, a little bit personal, whether it's family content and not just all business? Or do you just feel like only post about your business?
No, I feel just like what you said. I believe that people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And I'm going to be honest, I have an 8-ounce shampoo and conditioner I sell for $80. And then 32 ounces is $200.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that women are buying me. They like, I love you. I love your story. Then they might be like, I love your products too. But the reality is, I just feel like they go to Walmart, Target. They can go anywhere and get a $9.
Yes.
But why do they want to buy from? But people feel like they know me.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's important for entrepreneurs to understand that people, you got to build that relationship.
You do.
So if you just put a product in front of them, they like, I can go to Walmart.
I can go anywhere and get this.
Anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
So me building up that know, like, and trust have been a game changer.
And I tell people that, they be like, what makes you different than the next person that sells what you sell? People don't buy products, they buy you, like you just said. So how are you showing up every day? Like you said, you post at least one time a day, whether you feel like it or not.
Yeah.
Speaking of feel like, what do you do mindset-wise when you don't feel like waking up every day, posting content, doing anything in the business? Because I'm sure you got them days where it's just like, I don't want to work today, or I don't want to, like, it's a lot going on. Like, how do you handle that?
I don't know if I feel like I don't want to do this today, to be honest, because I really do want to make sure that I'm, like, showing up and, like, I have a huge community. I want to make sure that, because they take what I post on Instagram and then they send it out to my email list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do have days where I probably, like today, I haven't had a chance to post it. So,
okay.
And then I was already tired from last night teaching. So then I'm like, okay, when I get home, how am I going to make this work? But I think the reality is, again, the flow. You know, when life is flowing, so it doesn't, like the girl on last night on the Zoom, I can't, my hair, I said, show them what kind of do-rag you use, like what kind of scarf you tie your hair with.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about you don't have time, but you got to top your hair. All you got to do is set the phone up and do a voiceover.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I keep my hair from frizzing up at night. You guys can order. Here's the link. Amazon. You can become affiliate with that. I mean, there's so many ways. So I just allow my life to kind of flow.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to post today, but I know that because my life operates on a flow, I'm going to post something.
Also, you're not like the type that like the fat content, and I know. Really?
Like work to me.
What?
Yeah, I may have something posted like from last week or something, and I may have already created something. I'll post that.
Okay.
No, I can't do it like that.
What? No. So you do not structure your content. You wing it.
Yeah.
Like whatever I was going to,
I've never scheduled any. No, I've never scheduled my content.
And it's been working.
It's worked. It worked. And I don't feel overworked because I don't want to feel burned out again.
And it will burn you out.
That's
glad you're there.
You're like, I'm so tired. Content is too much. You're not allowing it to flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you overthinking it. You're not dressed. Your wig ain't no. I don't care. Where's the bonnet and robe? And I'm not showing up. You know,
anyhow.
I mean, I remember leaving Neo event, and when I left his Christmas event, I was like, I'm going to go home. And I just did a live. It felt natural.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, if I got home, I got to go home. I'm not going to want to do that.
So there's, like, no time of the day that you pose. Like, you don't go by none of that. You just kind of wake up.
Follow it. I try to train and work out, then I try to do content. But sometimes life don't flow like that.
Right.
So I'm following the flow of my life.
So what type of content do you post with you selling hair products? Like, what type of content is it that you post?
Girl, I'm going to be honest. I literally barely ever talk about, I talk about God more.
Wow.
I talk about God more. I talk about, like, giving tips that can help people. But I'm not really I'm indirectly selling.
If that makes sense. I teach that mom and it works for you.
Yeah, it works. So I indirectly sell. So I may be like, hey, here are three vitamins and minerals that your scalp and hair needs. I may be making a smoothie. I may show them, like, you need dates, hemp seeds. You may want to take a scoop of spirulina. If you're having scalp or hair issues, comment the word help. Get the link sent to your DM. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I've added value first.
Right. Right. And then when they, I'm just trying to go through your funnel here because I'm sure if I buy your page, you're going to get me too. So
yeah.
They comment the word help. You send them the link. Is it a link to something paid or something free?
No, it's a link for them to shop to solve their scalp issues.
Okay. And then when they go through that funnel, is it like an upsell or a downsell or a bundle?
No, there's bundles there, but it's not necessarily a funnel. That's just the link for you to shop.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't put, like, the whole funnel because I don't think that the people who are there would want to go through all of that.
Okay.
They already know me, most of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you get new followers and new clientele?
Posting really great content.
And you say you do ads and stuff now?
I do ads.
Okay.
But honestly, it's those moments where it's a raw moment where I'm like, I feel this in my spirit. Let me speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, posting, like, content is such currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when people are like, I don't want to do content, it's like, don't you know this is currency?
Yeah, on a free platform.
Yes, yes, yes.
So do you vlog or do any type of YouTube or anything?
No, not really.
What?
No.
Girl, if you did, I'm giving jam.
I'm off with that. I don't vlog.
Because if you show up with your role and your bunny on social media, you're giving godly advice. Like, imagine you just do, like, a Day in My Life and post, like, an 8-minute, 10-minute video and you got all those followers.
What? Yeah, I gotta do that maybe.
Yeah.
And my friends always telling me about you gotta edit. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do work.
It's not even hard. Like, how do you edit your content now?
I don't really edit it, honestly. I just put raw.
Oh, really? So bloopers and all?
Yeah, I don't really put many bloopers in there. So
I thought
1 minute. If I'm doing a live, I do a live and I'm posting it on social media.
Okay. But
yeah, I don't.
That is amazing. You grew an 8-figure business with organic content, just showing up, being yourself.
No,
it's not batching, no editing. Like, what the?
They get the bloopers and they talk about me in the comments.
What?
But they, like,
said that wrong.
I didn't pronounce nothing.
Wow, this is amazing. Okay, so your community, is it on Instagram, Facebook? Like, where do you build your community at?
Well, my community is, we have a private community. That's where I teach the girls at. So I have a membership that's like $297 a month. And we have the girls in there. Then we also have a $97 one in my partner here.
Okay, wait. So you have a $297 membership. Well, how many people in there?
With that one has just started. I think we have like 6,000 members now. It's the $97 one where all the other people are.
Wait. You have 6,000 members in a $297 program.
Mm-hmm.
And in a $97 program, what are you teaching there?
That's all, like, they all do, like, funnels, how to build their own brand, all stuff they need without me showing up.
Okay.
The 297 one is the one that I show up to.
And you show up how? Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
How long you been doing that for?
I just started this one. Probably a year now.
You just started this. And you got 6,000 people.
No.
How did you do it?
I was crazy.
How did you?
I think the girls have watched the journey. There are so many women who are like, I watch you. I remember you going through the divorce. I remember you sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
And then the hairstylists, they've been doing hair and they don't have really an exit strategy.
Mm.
And so imagine how that can feel. Your body is breaking down.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard being in this beauty industry.
Mm.
You know? And so they don't have an exit strategy.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, okay, listen, I know I got to do something.
Yeah.
Here.
Say in that program, like, what do you teach them? Like, you teach them how to sell their own products as well? Like, what are you teaching?
Everything that they need there. We already got some of the stuff already, like, pre-recorded, like their funnels, their marketing and branding. But a lot of them just don't even know about, like, how to set up their mini chat. We teach them, we go through their pages, showing them, like, how to post, like, actually having a niche within a niche. Because a lot of owners, They like, I do hair. Girl, that ain't gonna do that.
That's not
right. You gotta have a niche within a niche. And
right.
That's what one of the reasons that kind of like really set me apart. Because they like, oh, you focus on the scalp. Everybody else focusing on the hair.
Yeah.
So it was like niche within the niche.
Mm, that's a gem.
Yeah,
I got that. So how do you feel about teaching people what it is that you know how to do?
Honestly, I think teaching people what you know how to do, like I said earlier, is biblical. You should be. But I believe also that you have to master what it is that you have been doing. Because where are you going to get the people from?
Mm.
You know, if I'm just like, oh, I want to teach. I've been doing this for 30 years. Well, where are the people?
Mm.
You know, so now you got to know how to brand and market yourself, right?
Right.
To find, to get the people. And I think, too, understanding how to post this content. And so giving people free, a lot of people don't want to give away nothing free.
Right.
I don't want them to know how to do this. You got to give them everything.
Because they're going to make competition. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you? How important is it to you to learn when to pivot? Because like you said, in 2020, that's when everything was popping. PPP loan, everybody was getting it.
Yeah.
Now in 2025, like the people that's still standing are like the real coaches now, because a lot of folks on business I stopped, then I had to go back to their 9-to-5. Like a lot of stuff been going on. So how do you feel? How important is it to you to learn when to pivot?
I think it's important to learn when to pivot, but I also believe that a lot of people, when thinking about when to pivot, they don't really know when. And they're thinking, oh, let me pivot it now. Instead of me doing credit, I'm gonna go do hair.
When instead of pivoting and fighting, you already said,
hey, why you going to do that?
It's
you over there. You know I'm doing real estate. Put your butt back over here.
Hey.
So I think just understanding pivoting and what. And so I think as experts, we got to continue to help people understand, like, no, you have something great. I remember I met a girl who she had said that Miss Skittles had helped her. She was like, she helped me so much. She did hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, but I'm not doing hair no more. I'm doing it. I'm like, wait. You can't leave,
but it
helped you and giving you something great.
Right.
Talked about how great it was.
Right.
And how much she had helped her. But I said, why are you? She's like, I'm just trying to pivot. I said, oh, people got to probably, they're not understanding that, yeah, pivoting what you're doing next.
Right.
Because you're already invested in it.
Yeah.
You're already known for that.
Yeah.
You know how long and hard it is to try to become known as something new?
It's something. Oh, my God. With my audience. With my audience. Yeah.
So. Yeah, just
that's like
to pivot in.
Then like the multiple streams of income thing where they be like, oh, I got to have multiple streams of income, so I'm going to do hair, tattoos, nails, buzz on here.
Yeah.
With you, you got hair products, you teaching hair products, you teach, like, you're doing everything within the hair business.
Yes.
So my next question is, how important is it to continue being a student? Because did you know everything you know now, or did you learn how to? So...
Now, I can't learn it.
What bad did you say? I need to learn how to do content, funnel, like...
Well, actually, wait a minute now. I don't know how to do a funnel.
Okay.
I believe that, like, I'm never going to learn how to cut my own grass. There's just certain things that I'm not trying to plump.
That's true.
You know, some girls be like, well, I'm going to do all my setup, my own website.
Yeah.
That's why you ain't got time to focus. Your power is over here. Mm-hmm. Your gift. God has given you a gift. He's giving you purpose. And you over there trying to... unstop the toilet.
Why?
Get your butt over here and hide us all, boy.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just important, like, to understand, like, when to kind of source things out.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. So what would you say you learned more of than what you knew from back in 2019, 2020?
Well.
That you know now.
I think really, really focusing on that thing. Like, what is your Big Mac? Like, what's your number one thing? A lot of people are like, I do everything. But what are you going to become known for?
Yeah.
And so I wish that I would have known that. Well, now I have been working on, that's what I do.
Right.
Prior, you know, 5-6 years ago, where I was like, oh, I'm learning Lash. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to learn that. And so now I just understand that it's really important to have a mentor. It's really important to, you know, I tell people all the time, I spend a lot of money to save my time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, they're going to spend a lot of money, save, you know, keep their money and spend all their time doing the thing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of working backwards. And I'm
learning to. This is good. How do your family, now that you've made 8 figures, you came into all of this, like, do your family treat you any different? Or do you find like your family kind of you for everything and you like that? Really?
Well, no, actually, I was saying, yeah, agreeing with
you. Actually,
my family don't. I pay all my mother bills, so she works her little part-time job because she likes it.
Yeah.
But they actually don't. Like, I pay my sister's rent just to help them out. But they don't be, like, overly asking me for stuff. I have expressed this to my family that
there are 4 levels to wealth, and the mind and mouth is the highest, and that's where I operate. So I have to have a very peaceful mind. Like, even with talking to my mom, and I love talking to them, we gossip, do all the girl things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, y'all, I can't spend my whole day here.
Yeah.
You know? So they don't really, I haven't had that issue. I know some people are like, well, my phone, I haven't had that though.
What about friends? Do you feel like friends that was with you?
Child, that's another story.
Wait, let's talk about it.
Damn. Yeah. You know, I believe this. Before you go to your next level, people are going to start getting people away.
Yeah.
And it may be hurtful. You may feel lonely. You may feel like, why? But this is part of your journey. It has to happen that way. Mm. It may even be somebody you in love with, like I had to do with my
husband.
I had to surrender. I had to, like, you know, I can't. So, yeah, that part, like with friends and stuff like that, I think a lot of times with your friends, it's hard for them to see you outside of what they used to see. You know, I used to drink, smoke. I used to do all of the worldly things. And, you know, when people are used to you doing that, they like, oh, girl.
Yeah. How dare you change on us?
Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute, no. I'm doing this over here now. And that can kind of maybe make people feel a certain way.
Like you better, you think?
Make you better, or just intimidated, like, oh, no, what you think she is? Or just, you know, I experienced, like, my friends, when I made my first $30,000 in a day, like, they didn't even respond to me. They didn't say anything.
Congratulations.
Nothing. My first Black Friday with my products, I think I made almost $200,000. It was one day. I ain't made, child. I was like, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like with money, I'm not at my, I don't know, because I kind of give it out and I don't.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah.
But I just felt like that was a moment for you to be like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Like, you, when I was going through all the mess and I'm texting you about that, you was on it. Giving, you know, talking messy, but now something positive. So it's important to kind of pay attention to that. That was heartbreaking, though. Because I'm always like, I'm rooting for my friends, you know?
Girl, congratulations on that. That's a big mouth.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
Back in, during the pandemic around there.
Yeah.
Because my first Black Friday, I didn't make anything. I think it was the second.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about getting in other rooms, like networking? Or do you feel like you at a place where it's like, I don't really need to network. I don't need to go to events. I don't need to go to conventions.
Yeah.
But do you feel like it's important in your business to be in a room with other like-minded people?
I do.
Or do you get into other rooms?
I do feel like that's important, but I also feel like it's important for you to get to know you first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first moved to Atlanta, I was like, I had deposits down in Miami. I was, I'm getting my body done. Everybody was like, you got to come in with this person.
Well, what can you get all out of me?
Makeover.
Yeah.
I need to look like good.
Yeah.
And God is like, I'm not sore. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I remember being always like, I ain't got nobody. And God is like, but you have me. But I wasn't as connected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think that getting in other ropes is good. You want to network. You want to meet other people. But also, like, don't lose sight of what God has already put in front of you. Because I think sometimes people, it's easy for somebody to want to connect with a Cassandra or, you know, a Skittles, or she's right here too. So well, somebody else that we know that may be doing really well.
Right.
But it's like, I think as an asset, I want to connect with another asset.
Yeah.
And so how do I make myself an asset so I'm not a liability on Cassandra? Because you have become something that, you know what I mean? You don't want nobody just pulling. And you like, I'm making all these deposits and you don't never ask nothing. You know, don't ask me, hey, girl, you need anything, you know? So I think it's important to kind of have time to really, like, really, really work on yourself and build yourself up so that you can be an asset too.
This is snap to the top. This is really good. So how do you feel about when it comes to different challenges, right, that you face in business? Can you give me a challenge you faced in business that you felt like, oh, my God, this is a lot. I don't know how I'm going to overcome it. Like, what was like one of your biggest challenges that you had?
I had so many challenges, but I will say I think one of my most recent was my business was not structured properly. And so I owed like $400,000 in tax. Like, them products is taxing me. They're pulling me over here.
How about it?
How much, child? So my business wasn't structured properly. And so I think I was supposed to be under escort. And they were like, your problem with your business is way too profitable. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like trying to get rid of money. Like, okay, I got to buy this. I got to do certain things, because if not, I'm going to end up paying in taxes.
Yeah.
So I think understanding like that was really, really challenging, because I'm like, nobody told me nothing.
Nobody.
Spending all these rooms. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Structuring your business properly, right?
Yeah.
And so having an accountant now has helped. But that was one of the challenges that I would say.
Okay. And then you said you started doing the products in your apartment, right?
Yes.
Where are your products now? Is it in like a warehouse? I know it's being manufactured.
Yeah, we have our own warehouse in Nashville.
What? Congrats.
Thank you.
Do you all have to be there to line it?
I never go.
What? I've been there since.
What? I don't do any of that. So I actually have my sister here, who is my personal assistant and nanny. My sister.
Okay.
So I moved her here, and I thought I was just moving her here to just be my full-time assistant, but girl, she my nanny now, so I'm like, this.
Oh, I love it.
So she is a big asset and a big help, but she does all of my emails, because my thing is I just want to be able to think and create.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be responding to emails. Not at this point, right?
Uh-uh.
I don't want to be shipping out stuff. I don't want to see nobody upset. Like, I didn't get my order. I don't even, my brain needs to stay at a certain level.
Yeah.
And so even certain conversations, I'm like, oh, that energy is kind of low. I have to keep myself.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So how big is your team with having an 8-figure business? Because I'm sure, like, let me ask that question first. How big is your team?
Well, actually, I have a lady who has her own company. So she hires the girls. So I just pay her, and then she pay them, I guess.
That's what?
Yeah.
So you got like an agency.
Yes.
Well, she has
a lady. She do. Yeah.
That is smart.
Yeah.
So, and then like when it comes to your product, how often do you like, how much do you ship out?
Girl, it's so,
well, every day.
Well, I would probably say every day. It just depends. We probably would do maybe like 25 orders, 50, 100. It just kind of depends on the day and the sale. So it just kind of depends.
Okay. Okay. So what sets your approach to hair restoration apart from other than the industry? Because I know you say you focus on the scalp. Everybody else focus on the hair. Is that the only thing you focus on is the scalp?
Well, I think that when it comes to our product line, we have one of the only formulas that will really give your scalp and hair the vitamins and minerals it needs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of products are formulated just for the hair.
Mm.
And the issue really is the scalp, because the hair grows from the scalp.
Right.
We always think, oh, my hair. It's something happening in your scalp. So I think that's one of the biggest things that really set our product apart. We also have our ingredients are formulated with the highest grade natural ingredients, where so a lot of products are watered down, diluted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an option when I spoke with a product broker, and it was so crazy because I spoke with my chemist. I end up learning like a lot of products are really watered down, which could be the reason why we're having so many scalp and hair issues in the Black community.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes to the scalp, I heard you saying earlier, like, it also depends on what you eat and all that stuff. Like, how? Why?
Yeah.
I can't eat a burger and just try to get my scalp right. Like,
wait, so that's the thing I think people don't think. Like, I can't have a burger, I can't have a steak. Well, it's about my overall body, right? So I think about my body. And of course, this is going to help your scalp and your follicles as well. But the reality is, if you do eat burgers, meat, because I'm a pescatarian, right? And so I don't even eat seafood every day. But if I'm going to do that, then what do I need to do? I need to allow my body time to fast.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, well, the food is just bad. The only way we can get through what's happening with the food is through fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So my lifestyle is I allow my body 15 to 17 hours a day with no food. I start my day with a smoothie.
Wait, a day?
Absolutely. Sometimes longer. Because if my last meal, like today, my last meal, I think was at like 8 or 9 last night. And so I haven't had anything today but the smoothie.
Wow.
So how long is that? You know what I'm saying? And what time is now? Like 4. So, but this is a lifestyle.
Yeah, it is.
And don't get me wrong. My mom that may come, I might go have some waffles or something. But that's not a lifestyle.
Right.
But I'm doing that not just for my hair and scalp and my skin. I'm doing that because my body, you know. And then as you get older, you like.
That is so true.
Something I'm trying to be. And so I wake up every day feeling good. That's another thing. Like, I don't need coffee.
And every
day feeling good.
How do you?
And I'm going to be honest. Around Thanksgiving, I had dressing, girl.
So I said, this is why people are doing it in here.
Because you overeating.
Yeah.
Girl.
So now that you fight that, like, how long you been doing that? Like, not eating for...
Even when I was pregnant, I did. So probably 2 years now.
Also, this is really lifestyle.
Yeah, even when I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. So how do you fight the urge to not eat a lemon pepper wing or...
Well, I don't eat chicken at all. I haven't done that in 11 years.
No meat?
Only seafood. If I am going to have something. Like salmon. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't think that, I think once you give your body, your body, you train your, you know what I mean? So you're not going to be as hungry. Of course, if you first starting off, but like right now I could eat or not. I'm fine.
Yeah. So has that helped you? I know with your scalp, But do you see any like difference with like your weight or anything like that? Because I know like having a baby.
Yeah.
I just had a baby.
Everything. Right. You know, like, I was pulling up, like, make that a I don't even eat make that a
and you want that to feel like quick, man. Yeah. Well, how do you, like, does that help with working that weight off? Because, like.
I feel like long-term, it obviously will.
Okay.
But I think it's more about how, like, making what makes me feel good. And so everybody's body is different. You got to learn what makes your body feel.
Right.
And so when I eat like that, girl, I be like,
I know, I'll be full time.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can't even think about what you're going
to. You're watching. Oh, my God. That is absolutely. I like that. Well, thank you so much for being on. Please give my audience a takeaway. Let them know what they need to leave with today. Get it time.
All right. So, listen. I want y'all to understand that in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And so regardless of what you're going through, regardless of where you are, if you are somebody like me that may be going through or have went through a divorce or sleeping on the floor with your children, know that God knew you before he even formed you in your mother's womb. And so he has a plan to prosper you. And I know sometimes in life, it doesn't feel like this is prospering. It's hard. I want to give up. I'm broke. I'm sleeping in my car. I'm homeless. That's still part of your plan. That's still part of your journey. So don't give up. No matter who you are and where you are, keep going.
Yes. Please tell them how to follow you.
Yes. Y'all can follow me on all platforms at Atlanta Hair Doctor.
Thank y'all so much, Crafted Conversation with Cassandra, for tuning in with me and Jasmine. See y'all next time.